is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
So Monday night, we're going to have a late night of basketball. I think I've got the morning crew, except for Brian. He's, you know, sleepy at that time. Morning crew's coming out, so that'll be fun. Looking forward to that. So we got late night Monday night. Kevin Lytle's taking in some early basketball with the women's side of things. Kevin, my man, how are you? From the Fort Collins, Colorado.
Doing great. How are you, Brady?
I'm good. This is kind of a big event. I got buddies of mine that are texting me with kids, and they're like all over there at Moby Arena with the kiddos and stuff. So it's a pretty. It was a pretty cool event leading up to the game, right?
Yeah, it's a really cool thing. You know, obviously it's kind of funky to have an 11 a.m. Whatever Thursday game, but it's basically field trip day for Pooter and Thompson school districts. There are, I think, 90 school buses full of kids here.
Wow.
It's like 5,000 or 6,000 students at the game. And obviously it's really cool. You know, they have a ton of energy, a ton of noise, all that. And, you know, for a lot of these kids, it's the first time maybe they've been on a college campus. I think for, you know, a lot of them, first time going to a college athletic event. So it's a really cool thing. And, you know, obviously it's the biggest and loudest crowd of the season, too, because Moby's almost full. I'll admit I bought earplugs on my way over here because there's a lot of screaming, but really, really fun thing. And the kids obviously have a blast. A really cool event that CSU puts on. This is, I think, the third or fourth time they've done it, but by far the biggest.
Oh, I was just getting ready to ask you, like, if that was a regular. That's so cool. I think that's awesome, and for these kids to see it. But if it's, like, I mean, a little extra chaos, I wonder, obviously the Rams aren't having a hard time. They're up, what, 25-15? They're not having a hard time staying focused.
Yeah, I mean, for the players, it's cool, too. I mean, you're playing a completely full arena. Again, the kids absolutely love it. They, you know, they may not necessarily know you know, all these players or, you know, maybe the ins and outs of the game, but they're having fun. You know, they know who to cheer for. So for the, you know, CSU players, it's really cool too. Cause you know, it's always fun to play in front of a high energy crowd, kind of no matter who it is. So it's just really a fun event for everyone. I think it's, you know, a classic, you know, win-win across the board.
Well,
except for Utah State, I guess, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, they can't overcome the power of children filling up Moby Arena, man. It's really exactly. Moby madness today, isn't it?
It really is.
CSU, what, up 27-17? I just looked at the box score. McKenna Hofschild's already got, what, 10 points to start this game? So no big surprise there.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of business as usual. And, you know, obviously we're talking about the event itself, and that's really cool. But for, you know, the team itself, they kind of need to get back on track. And so far, so good. And kind of a perfect day to do it.
Yeah, they lost the last three games. So need to get back on track. Hopefully can hang on and finish off the second half against Utah State. Kevin, big day yesterday when it comes to signing day or the second portion of signing day and such. Now, I think you and I've had these discussions both on and off air. I don't sit here and look at names and pretend to go, oh, that guy's good. Oh, that guy's good. I typically look at, are you filling needs? What is the star next to their name? Maybe where they're from. You know, if they're in Colorado, that's cool. But that's kind of where I go with it. And it does seem like Colorado State went after the offensive lineman.
Yeah, I mean, we basically talked all during the season and after the season that had to be the top priority. And, of course, it was. You know, obviously the staff knows much more than us, and it was clear to everyone that was number one priority, and they've done it. You know, they signed 10 different offensive linemen. It's a combo. Six are transfers from various levels, everywhere from Division I down to FCS and down to JUCO. So you have a little bit of everything. So a lot of guys have played a lot of games, and then four high school linemen as well. So a mix there. You know, refill the room. Hopefully create some competition and, you know, fill out the classes. Because last year, the O-line, it was all either seniors or freshmen, which that's not a great recipe. So they've kind of balanced it out now. You know, how will they perform on the field? You know, it's certainly too soon for us to say. And, you know, even the coaches, obviously they have guys that they like, but you don't really know until it's all pieces together. But they brought bodies in. They're all big. I mean, I think I said the smallest O-lineman they signed was 6'4", 275. So if that's your small guy, yeah. It's a pretty big group.
So Kevin, when you look at the rankings and everything, and I don't know, some people put a lot of stock into it, some people don't. Where do they rank, kind of like overall, and then maybe throughout the Mountain West Conference too?
Yeah, so the thing I always say with rankings is, you know, for an individual player, like, it's of some interest, but very hit and miss individually. But as a group, year to year, again, maybe one year doesn't matter that much, but you need to stack classes. It, you know, it's not an accident that Boise State, you know, tends to have the best ranked class, and guess who tends to be the best team in the league? It's Boise State. So that's where you look at it. And CSU ranks really well. You know, overall, I think they're, depending on where you look, about fifth best among Group of Five programs, and pretty much everyone has CSU second in the Mountain West behind Boise State. So that's a really good place to be at. Again, you need more than just one class to do that. You need to start stacking those. But that's a really good place for kind of a starting point for this, you know, Norvallen staff.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And it is an interesting contrast just looking around. You know, the three teams I really focus on for the most part, CSU, UNC, CU, three totally different ways of doing business right now. I mean, you've got CU. Obviously, Deion Sanders is attracting some pretty big names. UNC is saying, hey, we got to go local. We got to try to build a fan base, too, and try to get the best in the state if we can. And then CU is like, all right, we can kind of just pick where we need to fill our spots. So it is interesting to see the contrast between those three teams.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those, technically, they're all kind of playing the same game. But in reality, it's pretty much three totally different things they're trying to do, especially in recruiting. So, yeah, it's a whole, you know, totally different world from each one. And, you know, for each of their respective levels, you can kind of understand how and why they're doing it the way they are, and how it could work. Again, TBD on if it did. Obviously, you know, both CU and CSU, I think most people rank them quite well. You know, we'll see down the road, but you're right. It's funny. They are very, very different in how they're doing it.
Yeah, no question about it. But again, I don't know. I made this weird comparison a couple of weeks ago with you, Kevin. It's like the tortoise and the hare between CU and CSU. It feels like, yeah, CU's the hare right now. They're looking fast. They're getting ahead. Maybe they're messing around a little bit. CSU, and I'm not trying to knock CSU by saying that, but it just feels like they're going steady. They're doing what they need to do. They're filling the positions of need. And maybe it's not sexy when you get a ton of offensive linemen, but it's much needed. So I don't know if that comparison works or not. It's not a knock on CSU, but that's just what keeps going through my brain.
Yeah, and some of it is just down to timing. You know, CSU was kind of in that chaotic, you know, a lot of transfers last year because, you know, Norvell had just been hired, and when you're hired in December and need to fill a class basically immediately and you have a bunch of holes to fill, you know, the transfer route is, you know, often the best quick fix. And that's obviously where CU is now. I think that will be their plan longer term. Deion's pretty much said that, whereas CSU wanted to pivot back more toward high school, and we've seen that. So some of it's just timing. But yeah, that definitely is sort of the, you know, I think a fair way to look at how these rosters are, you know, were put together this offseason.
Kevin, last one for you, and I know we're going to team up here for Rams Weekly later this afternoon to dive more into this and basketball, but on the hoops side of things, oh, boy. That was a rough one the other night for the men's side going up against UNLV at home. That was one of the more disappointing, I hate to say efforts. I don't like to question guys' efforts, but just one of the more disappointing performances I've seen with CSU in a while.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the right way to put it. You know, I don't really think this team's had an effort issue all year. They've had a performance and execution issue pretty much all year. And yeah, that was another one. Yeah, you know, Jalen Lake got hurt during it too, so we'll see where he's at. But, you know, that's the last thing this team needs is another injury. It's just, I mean, this is turning into the season from hell. Just one thing after another, no consistency. You can tell the frustration is just mounting with everyone, players, coaches, everyone. And yeah, just frustrating, disappointing, all, you know, all those kind of sad adjectives you want to use apply to this team in the season right now.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. Kevin, I'm going to let you get back at it. I know they're jumping into halftime. Or where are they? Close to halftime there and Moby getting close? Or no, they just started the second half? What's that look like?
We're in the second quarter, I believe.
Second quarter, but yeah.
I obviously had to duck outside. If I'd been on this call in the middle of the gym, no one would have heard a thing, which, you know, maybe would be better for some people, but it's a little too loud to talk on the phone in there.
Well, it looks good so far as the Rams start in the second quarter, 6-0 right off the bat. So 33-17. Kevin, my man, we'll let you get back in there with the Rugrats, man, and be careful in there. Those kids, they're shifty. They can be scary.
Yeah, sounds good. It'll be a fun rest of the morning before heading over for Rams Weekly.
All right, my man. Looking forward to it as always. Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. And I do sometimes forget, Angel, I do, that women's basketball is just like regular basketball. It's four quarters. It's not two halves, which I like better, by the way, because that's what the NBA does. Make it like the NBA. Do you like college basketball, like men's basketball, doing halves as opposed to quarters or periods or whatever?
I mean, I don't have like a strong opinion of it. I think it is weird that you play 3, 4, 5 years of college basketball with halves and then you switch to the quarters. I don't know. It's kind of fun because if you're like trailing bad at 10 minutes, you're like, okay, well, this is our halfway point anyway, so let's close out this next 10 minutes.
I guess it's not really that. It's literally just the difference between a timeout. You know,
just take a timeout at 10 minutes.
Yeah, take a timeout at 10 minutes is basically the same thing. It's a mental thing, Angel. 33 minutes after the hour, Broncos talk. We're talking to Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.